Oh, gracious and loving God, we praise your name and give thanks for this day. We give thanks for your word. We give thanks for life and eternal life. We just pray that others would come to know the light, the life, and the love. As we preach on these words today, help us to understand. Help us to reach out to others that they might understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I've preached on Lazarus here before. It's kind of an interesting story. We have Jesus and his disciples, and he learns that his friend Lazarus, the one he loved, is sick. He doesn't take like he has done in the past and say, okay, you're well. Instead, he lets him be sick. He waits 2 days, and then he goes and he starts back to Bethany. Anyway, he starts back to see Lazarus and his sisters. And we can just imagine what had been going on. We can imagine Lazarus getting sick, and he's laying in bed, and his sister's saying, we'll call Jesus. And he's, oh, no, it's just a little thing. It's just going to go away. But then he gets sicker. And the girls decide, okay, we're going to call him anyway, because Jesus can help. And we can imagine Lazarus, as he's getting sicker and sicker, eventually he doesn't know anything. Nice. They wrap him up, tie his feet together, put him in a burial cloth, put a shroud over his face, and put him into a cave, which we need to remember that these were used multiple times, but you put him in a cave in order to basically wait until everything's rotted, they pick up the bones and set those aside for the next person. They roll a stone in front of the cave. Now, we don't lose the idea of the stone in front of the cave. We don't lose the idea of the stone there that's going to be rolled away, just as the stone of Jesus is being rolled away. So Jesus shows up. Lazarus is dead 4 days. Martha sees him, goes out to see him, to meet him, and he talks to her, finds out. She said, if you were here, Lord, you wouldn't have died. He said, do you believe in everything I've taught you? I mean, he spent time in this house. This was his friend. I believe this was his sanctuary. Mary was at his feet wanting to learn. Martha was doing the things in the kitchen, but she listened, obviously. She learned, obviously. She believed, obviously. And I think that Lazarus probably could be called a disciple in a way. I'm sure that he was rich. He took care of his family. He took care of his community. He did what he was supposed to do, and he loved Jesus. And Jesus loved them and him. Why weren't you here? Why didn't you come? Why didn't you just go ahead and say the words? I know that you've done it before. You've said go. She is your daughter's okay. She's not dead. You said it to the centurion. The centurion said, you don't have to go, just say the words. But what about Lazarus, whom you loved? Right? So Jesus calls for Mary. Mary comes out, along with all of these other people. And she says, falls at his feet, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And the people are saying, oh yeah, you can save everybody else, but not Lazarus. And Jesus wept. Now we can think of two reasons why Jesus wept. Usually a preacher will talk about the fact that he weeps for the people who did not understand why he was there. And I've preached that way. But as I was thinking about the scripture, I think this is the first and only time that Jesus has grief for a person. He is feeling the grief for his friend whom he loved, his death. He's feeling the grief for the family, and he wept. Now we can go either way. But to me, I hear about Jesus, you know, on the cross, being scourged, suffering all that pain, and suffering the pain of disciples falling away and people falling away. But here he's, I think there's a grief there of Jesus knowing how we feel when we lose a loved one. And that's encouraging. He knows the pains that we feel. And that's the one pain that we haven't really explored. So think about that. So Jesus says, wherever you laid him, let's go. Off they go. And he says, roll away the stone. Well, it's going to stink in there, Lord. You don't want to go in there. And I can understand that if you've smelled the dead fish on the shores of the last month. And the odor that comes in the evening, it was worse. So they roll away the stone. The people that are there see him, and he says, oh God, I know that you always do what I ask, but so that they know that it's through you, I want to do this. And then he says, Lazarus, come out. Now poor Lazarus is in the tomb. He's got tied up. He's got his feet tied up. He's in a shroud. He can't see anything. And you can imagine him laying there in the tomb, and all of a sudden he hears the words, Lazarus, come out. Yes, Lord. And he didn't know what's going on, really, I don't think. He's in there. Come out. I'm coming. He gets up, and he's trying to shuffle. He probably has to shuffle out, right? He's got the shroud over his eyes. He's probably see the light there. He hears Jesus, come out of the tomb. Out he's coming. Untie his hands. Get him some clothes. And that's where it ends. Now let's go to the tomb. What does this tomb look like? He's surrounded by rock. Okay? After his death, there's a boulder rolled away in front of it. I would suggest that we, each of us, build our own tombs while we're living. And you wanted to cut, I'm cutting it down to this point. Think about what we do when we are following Jesus. How often we look over here and not over here. Okay? So we start building this tomb around us. It's safe. It's a safe place to be. It really is. So we see people, if we look over here, we see somebody who's an alcoholic. And they're building their rocks. You know, they're building their tomb like crazy. We see people who are drug addicts. We see people who are deviants. We see all kinds of stuff. If we look to the left, we're always looking over here. And because we don't look over there, we too are building a tomb. Okay? Every time that we see someone who's crying, and we don't stop to help to at least give them a smile and good words. Every time we see an old person sitting there and we don't acknowledge them, we're building rocks. We're filling in the space around us. Right? Every time that we say, oh, that person doesn't belong in church, they're not wearing the right thing. I know we don't. But, or they're not like us, we're building that tomb. And that's what's wrong with the world. Everybody's got into seclusion inside their tombs. And our job is to say to them what Jesus said, come out. Come out of the darkness of the tomb that you have built for yourself. Sounds like Ebenezer Scrooge, right? Come out of the tomb that you have built for yourself. Come into the light of Jesus Christ. And come into his light and know his love. Know his warmth. Know his joy. I feel like going preaching now. Come out of the tomb. That's what the Spirit's all about. We build the tomb and we go like this. The Spirit goes, whoa. And we say, Lord, I know every day I add rock every day I'm building this tomb for me to be in so that I'm safe. Can there be any safer place than a grave? I'm building that for myself. And the Spirit's telling us, come out of the tomb. We come to church on Sunday. What are we doing when we confess? We're answering His call. He calls us out of the tomb. We say, Lord, I know I haven't loved You enough. I know I haven't done enough. Lord, help me to do better. And the Spirit forgives us our sins. We just tear down that tomb. We come out into the light. And we go forth in the name of the Lord. Unless we don't listen. We can give lip service to confession, right? We can mean it. We can come in here and sing all the hymns and everything else and go out and do nothing. I passed my one and only interim, or unintentional interim, I guess you'd call it, because the day that I was installed was the day that I gave the regional minister an ultimatum, get me out of here. This side of the church were Republicans. This side of the church were Democrats. The church supposedly had 1,000 members and there were 160 in church, evenly divided. And they fought. They fought over the hymns that we were going to sing in church. They fought about the scripture we were going to preach on in church. And after I did the first sermon that told them that you're digging your grave, you're putting rocks around yourselves, they fought about whether or not they should have a board meeting. Well, I got news for them. I already had my board meeting. I was leaving. I was following what we were told by Paul, or by Jesus. Shake the dust from your feet and move on. And I did. Took the regional minister said, you've got to stay for at least 3 months so I can find somebody for a intentional interim, which would be a contract position for 4 years. And he got me out in 3 months. Moved me into a church where people wanted to pray. They wanted to worship. They wanted to get out and do stuff. They wanted to make sandwiches. They wanted to bring people in for potlucks. That's why we're here. He brought us in. He made us feel welcome. He said, Jesus, the Spirit said to us, hey, guess what? We can get out of the grave. We can follow Jesus with this group. We can be with this group and do things. There's a place where we can people love each other and make other people feel loved. Do you feel loved, Faye? No, good. Good. I haven't heard you say amen, so yeah, okay. That's what it's all about. It's about out there. Come out of the tomb. Now the church can be a tomb too, the building. Do we build a tomb around us so we don't have to do anything out there? Does the cathedral become the place where Jesus is? And if Jesus wants him in, then he can call him in because I'm not going to help. It can become a tomb. And Jesus stands at the door and says, come out. Come out of the grave. Throw off that thing that you got over your eyes. Untie your hands. Untie your feet. Put on some decent clothes. Or at least cover yourself. I don't know what a burial shroud was like, but I imagine it's like this. Well, like this. Come out. And do what I have instructed you to do. Love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. Reach out to them. Invite them for potlucks. Reach out to them. Help them when in their sorrow. Reach out to them. Be with them when they're lonely. Reach out to them. Sit with them where they're sick. How many more thousands of things can we think of in our minds that we could be doing? It doesn't take a lot. Come out. The light's out here. And so are the people. And Jesus sends us the Spirit. The Spirit to do it. if we'll just come out following him. Would you pray with me? Oh, gracious and loving God, we praise your name and we give thanks. We give thanks that the stone is rolled away, not only from your tomb, but from ours. And Lord, we just pray that you'd reach out and help us to come out and to do more. We confess we don't always do it. And we confess that we need your forgiveness and we need you to call us out each day. Lord, we just pray your blessing upon the work that we do. And your blessing upon our bodies, our minds, and our lips, that we would speak your word. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I don't know where I am.